Bezer Shem Mizbech will begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shkagos, in the laws of errors of sins, which thus creates a liability of a korban chatas and other korbanos in the Sefer Korbanos in the book of individual sacrifices. Where in this Perek we continue with other sins, continuing this theme regarding what's considered the liability and what would differentiate that. In this Perek we discuss that of specifically errors of idolatry and that of the laws of Shabbos, which we open up Halach Aleph regarding that of Avodah Zarah. Hamashtach v'Avodah Zarah. Someone bows down to an idol. And v'nisach, and he pours a wine libation. V'kita, and he burns incense. V'zibach, and he slaughters. And he does this all by Halam Echad, one lapse of awareness, which each one of these actions are forbidden to do for idolatry. Chayav arba chatayis. He's liable for four separate korban chatayis, where even though one lapse of awareness, they're all separate acts of a sin. V'chein in pirat, malapar sotavi relieves himself for this avodah zarah called pa'ar, which that's the way it's worshipped. Bezerk Evel Markoilus, and he throws a stone to Markoilus, which is the name of an idol, which is also worshipped like that. And he does behel mech one lapse of awareness. Chayev Shtayim is liable for two, and Vachain Kol Koyitzvah, anything similar like this, where you do different avoidas, which is the normal way of doing it, Yichayev a kol avoidah v'avoidah, one would be liable for every single act of service. Now, Ben Devorim, when we say this, Beshehezid b'avoidah zara, when he was deliberate regarding the act of idolatry, where he knows idolatry is forbidden, but v'shagug b'avodas elu, where he was in error regarding these specific acts. So therefore, each specific act is a separate shkaka. Avalim hezid b'avodas elu, but if let's say he was deliberate regarding these acts, he knew these acts are forbidden, but v'shagug b'avodas elu, didn't realize this was a problem of idolatry. Then ein chayiv b'lachatas achas, then there's only be one liability of a karmachatas. Because it really depends. What was your error, and thus how many errors were there? Ketzer hausos, so Rambam explains. Yodesh shizu avodas zara, let's say he knew this was an idol. And Bashar's love did not worship it. Avalayod, but didn't know Shemeshtach v'vahanisach avei. Didn't know that bowing and pouring wine is a sin. Vishtach v'vahanisach, and he goes to the idol, he bows down, and he pours a libation. Chayav Shtayim, he's going to be liable for two liabilities, because those were the mistakes he made, two different acts. Now, Yodah She'elu avoid the same. Let's say he knows that these are acts of worship. V'issa lavad ben le'elach, and he knows he not do such a worship to some other deity. But Avalayod, Shizu avoid the zar, he didn't know this is an idol. Lafish lohaisa shall cast the bazaar because it wasn't made out of gold and silver. He thought only that makes him davay dazar. But Allah died and he entertained to think shinkru davay dazar that's not called idolatry. Allah shall cast the bazaar only made out of gold and silver. So essentially, his mistake was in the concept of this being a dazar in general. And vavad b'chol avodah, and he does all these different acts of worship. In the chayv l'chatas achas, there's only one mistake, and thus there's only going to be one liability b'chatas. Halacha Beis continues with three different stages as it applies to an error for the laws of Shabbos. Klal Gadol Amar B'Shabbos, it was a big rule that they said in regards to the laws of Shabbos. Kol HaShechech Ikar Shabbos. So someone forgot the whole idea, the whole principle of Shabbos. V'Shachach Shen Stav Yisrael HaShabbos, he forgot that the Jews were commanded to keep the Shabbos. Oy Shenishbo, or he was taken captivity, but who caught him as a small little child, or being a guy amongst the Gentiles. Or in his Gair caught him, or even converted as a child, who being a guy, and he's amongst the Gentiles of the world, and he never knew that Hashem commanded regarding Shabbos. Although he did many forbidden acts of labor on Shabbos, in many Shabbos, in the Chayv al-Chatas Achas, only Milab of one Karmachatas, Shakol Shkoga Achasi, it's all one big mistake in the whole concept of there being such a thing as Shabbos. So it doesn't make a difference how many weeks or how many acts, it's over many years, it's one mistake. One Chatas. Now, B'chein Chayv al-Chatas Achas, Akol Chelev Sha'achal. So too, this person who was sinning all these years, unawares, he would also be liable one chatas for every forbidden fats that he ate. For every blood he ate would be one chatas. And same thing is regarding all these things of different types of the averis that he did would be one chatas. Now, but let's say someone knew that there's such a principle of Shabbos. But if he got that today Shabbos, he thought that it was a weekday. Although he did many forbidden malachas, he's going to be liable only one chatas for the entire day, because that was the one mistake he made, not knowing that it's Shabbos. And this is where it's different than the previous case. Here he's going to be liable, only one chatas for the Shabbos, but for every single Shabbos, for however many weeks or months or years it was, it's going to be separate chatas for each and every Shabbos that he made this mistake. Because regarding this, we say that the days in between separate that the person is another Shabbos, and hence a separate liability for Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. Now, v'chala yedei shayim Shabbos. Now, this is the third stage. Anyone who knows that today is Shabbos, v'shagag b'malachas, but he made a mistake regarding the forbidden malachas, They didn't know this is a malacha, and they didn't get to that siman in Shulchan Aruch to know that this is forbidden. Or he knew it's forbidden, but he didn't know that it's punishable by karas, which that itself is also the criterion for a shagaga. He did many malachas. Here's going to be liable for a sepah chatas for every single primary category of forbidden work on Shabbos. So even if he did 40-1, which is the 39 av malachas and one lapse of awareness, maybe shleishim etesha chatos, here's going to be 39 sin offerings, because each av malach is a separate liability, because that was the mistake in each and every one of those malachas. Let's say he forgot that today is Shabbos, but for shogeg av malachas, and he also forgot that these are malachas, but he didn't know these malachas have been, so he's shogeg both in Shabbos and in malachas. So in the chayv lechatas achas, only before one kabachatas. Ultimately, he doesn't even know that it's Shabbos. That was the one mistake that really made everything, and hence that's only one mistake that he's going to be chayv for. Halacha hey continues on this theme, specifically regarding when we're talking about the separate liability for every av, where if someone makes a mistake regarding avos and toldos, which are primary categories, and those are that are the derivatives, the secondary. So isa av v'toldos, if someone does an av malacha and it's secondary, which are the subcategories of the primary category of that malacha, and he does behel mecha one lapse of awareness. So in the chayv lechatas achas only liable for one karmachatas, because it's considered part of that same sin. Then you don't have to say oisa teladis habishalabacha, that if you do many different derivatives of the same primary category, shein chayv lechatas achas only liable for one chatas, is all considered as that one malacha. Halachavav. Now, however, asa teladis shalab ze. Let's say he does a derivative of one primary category, but teladis shalab ze and a secondary of a different primary category, and he does behel mecha one lapse of awareness. Yerali says Ram appears to me shulchayv shtei chatas. He would be liable for two chatas because these are two different malachas. They're although they're both teladis, but from different categories, and each category is a separate malacha to be chayv a separate chatas. Halacha zayin, asa malachas harbi me'ein malacha achas. Let's say he does many malachas, but they're from the same type of malacha, which they're all av malachas, but of the same av. For example, what does that mean? Shazara, where he plants seeds, which this is a malacha of planting, but in planting there's many primary categories of planting, many different ways of planting. There's planting a seed. Then there's also the hifrich, which is when he takes a branch from a tree and he sticks it into the ground so that it should take root and become its own tree. Over here, kavor, he grafts. He takes the branch of one tree into another tree, and he does all behel mecha one lapse of awareness. And the chayv alachat zachas is only milam for one sin offering, because it's all the same malacha. And he said, we already explained Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Zayin. What's Ha'avos? What are the primary categories? Vatilas? What are the secondary categories? Vamalachis and Shein Main Avos? And what are the forbidden works, which are like from the primary categories of the Av Malacha itself? Halacha Ches continues regarding this idea that we mentioned in passing, that the days in between the Shabbos separates it for a separate liability of Shagaga. So Asa Malachas Harbe Mei Malachas Achas. So let's say they did many different Malachas, but are all from like the same primary category of a malacha, and he does it b'Shabbosas harbi on many different Shabbosas. So on every single Shabbos, he did a different malacha, but they're all from the same primary category of malacha. So bein bizdein Shabbos v'shigis malacha is whether he was deliberate regarding Shabbos, meaning he knows that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but he was in error that these are malachas. Or bein b'shigis Shabbos v'shigis malachas, or whether he knew that these malachas have been, but he didn't know that it's Shabbos. It's going to be a separate liability for each and every single one of these malachas. Again, because they're separate Shabbosas. Although we said that me'im malacha achas on the same Shabbos would be one, but when they're in different Shabbosas, then it's going to be a separate liability. Ketzer, how so? So yadu shayim Shabbos v'zorba. Let's say he knows today is Shabbos, and he plants. Nishalei yadu shazri malacha. He didn't know that planting is a malacha. V'chim Shabbos shnei. So to the next Shabbos. Yadu shu Shabbos. He knows Shabbos. But he plants a tree. Now, initially, he didn't know that planting a tree is forbidden because of malacha. So the third Shabbos, hivrich, he goes and he takes a branch and sticks it into the ground. Initially, he didn't know that that's considered malacha. So they're all me'in malacha achas of zireya, but chayav kol achas malachas milavah each and every one individually. Av b'shem malacha achas, although it's from like the same type of category of malacha. Because the Shabbos is like separate bodies, which we say when they're separate bodies, it creates a separate liability, even though it's from the same shame, like we said by Arise. Halacha Tez, Shagag Shayim Shabbos Bezorba. Let's say he made a mistake, he didn't know today's Shabbos, and Bezorba, and he plants, Buhuyadeh Shazim Malacha, which this is what we mentioned in the previous halacha. We could have this case where you're either Shagag in Malachas or Shagag in Shabbos. So here, Yudesh has a malacha. He knows that planting is a malacha, but he didn't know it's Shabbos. V'chem Shabbos Shnei, so the next Shabbos. Shachar Shur Shabbos. Again, he forgot that it's Shabbos. V'not Abayin, he plants a tree. Now, but Yudesh on the day malacha, he knows planting a tree is a malacha. V'chem Shleish, so the third Shabbos. Shachar Shur Shabbos, V'evrich. He forgot that it's Shabbos, and he goes and he takes a branch and sticks it into the ground. Although he knows that that's considered malacha, but he didn't know it's Shabbos again. Again, like we said in the previous halacha, these are two different cases. Mechaben each and every one individually. Shayom shemin Shabbos leShabbos, because the days between the Shabboses, harim ki yediyah achas lechalak, is like a separate yediyah to differentiate. Thus, again, creating another for the same shkog of Shabbos. It's like a new Shabbos, a new entity, like a new goof, and therefore another liability for that shkog. Halacha Yud continues on the theme that we mentioned previously of gerera, of dragging one thing with another thing. In the previous parak, so too regarding atonement, that it could include something else for its atonement. So Misha Katza, let someone did harvesting, which is cutting something off, which is Av Malacha. V'tochan, and he did grinding, which is also an Av Malacha on Shabbos. And he does it Kegregris, which is the shear of liability on Shabbos, the size of a dried fig. And he does it first, B'shigiga Shabbos Uzdei Malachas. Meaning, he knows that harvesting is forbidden, he knows grinding is forbidden, but he didn't realize it's Shabbos. Where we said in the previous halacha that, okay, it was really one mistake about Shabbos, so although he did two different acts, it's going to be liable on one Kerma Chabbos for these two acts. Now, then the Chazar, he goes and the cuts of a tachan, kegregus, he goes again, he cuts something from where it's connected, and he grinds it the shear of a gregus, but this time he does b'zdein Shabbos. Now he knows it's Shabbos, but v'shigis malachas, he didn't know that this is forbidden to be done. We're here, Shulchav Ekom Malacha Malacha, we're here, he's liable for Nishem Malacha individually, like we said in Malacha Gimel, because the mistakes are in these Malachas. Now, the case continues, B'noidulei Al-Katsira. Now, he ends up finding out, regarding the first Katsira that he did, which was Shashigas Shabbos Uzdei Malachas, the one that he knew that Katsira, this was forbidden Katsira, but he didn't know that it was Shabbos. That's the one thing he ends up finding out about, that idea. So Katsira Gereris Katsira. So the fact that he's bringing a carbon on that first Katsira will include the same halacha of Katsira that he did later on Shabbos, although there was the inverse, that he knew was Shabbos, but he didn't know the halacha was forbidden. But the first Katsira will include the second Katsira. Utchina Gereris Tchina. And the first grinding, which... once he finds out about the first Katsira, which really it was the Shkaga for not knowing it's Shabbos, so although he finds out regarding the Katsira of that one, but that what you bring a carbon for, Shkaga Shabbos, also includes the grinding that you did, because not a separate liability on Tchina and Katsira, that will also include with it the second Tchina that it did. And it's as if you did these four forbidden malachas, the Shkaga Shabbos Uzdei Malachas, with the, as if how it was the first way, with not knowing that it's Shabbos and knowing that it's forbidden to be done. Only liable for one karmachatas. So the kimin shikras chatas, the ones who bring this chatas for the first katsira, is niskapal alakol. He gets atonement for the second katsira and for the first tachina and the second tachina. Now, because you're dumb, ach again, and when he ends up finding out for all those other three forbidden things that he did, and it's arklav mechatas chatas, doesn't have to bring another karmachatas. Now, avol, but im noydulay tchila al katsira. But let's see, first finds about the second harvest, the second cutting. Shalzden Shabbos v'shigas malachis, which he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that this was forbidden to be done. The Hekrav Chatas and brings the Chatas for that second Katsira. So, the way it goes like this. Neskapaloi alzu ha-Katsira shenoy dolala. So he's going to get atonement, obviously, for the harvest that he found out about, which was the second one. V'ala ha-Katsira, and for the first Katsira, v'hatchina, and the grinding of the first one, shashiga Shabbos is demelochas, which then he knew that it was forbidden the first time, but he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Why is that included? Because we're saying that Katsira includes Katsira, just like from the first to the second, from the second to the first. Now, in addition, that when you're including the first Katsira, that also includes the Tchina that's with it, because that first sin was Shigah Shabbos and Zad the Malachas. So the Shkaga was for the Shabbos, and therefore there's no differentiation between that Tchina and the Katsira. So the nigra katsira utchina ema katsira. So therefore, that first harvesting and grinding are going to be included with that second katsira, which you're getting atonement for. But for tishara tchina shazdoin Shabbos, but the second grinding, that of when you knew that it was Shabbos, and you just didn't know that it was a forbidden malacha, That's going to wait until he finds out about it. And he'll bring a second chatas, because you don't say that the tchina, the grinding of Shigur Shabbos and Zadim Malachis, should include with it, it's a freeloader. To include another freeloader of the tchina of Zadim Shabbos Shigur Malachis, because you don't say Greira Acha Greira. And therefore that's the one that's actually going to be left out. Another case, Katzer Kechatzi Gregris. Let's say he harvested a half the size of a dried fig, which is half of this year. And he does it b'shigur Shabbos, uzdei malachas, where he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, but he knows that the malachas is forbidden to be done. V'chaz of a katzer, kechatzi gregris, and then he goes, and again he harvests a half a size of a dry fig, the inverse. B'zadna Shabbos, he knows it's Shabbos, but b'shigur malachas, doesn't know that this is forbidden to be done. Hadeil mitzarfen, here they will combine for the same svara, but here's going to be a chumra, where you're going to have katzira gregris katzira. The harvesting is going to draw the other harvesting with it, so although they're different shikagas, it will combine to create the liability of one whole gregus. And mechein kol keitzer b'zibusha malachas, something applies to all other malachas. Halach Yud Aleph continues regarding that, we're discussing here malachas of Shabbos, that Shabbos specifically has to be malachas ma'ashabbos, calculated forbidden work, and also the how that relates to malachas shein tzrich legufa, when one does something that he doesn't need the actual malacha that he's doing. So ha'maskaman lachtach is atalash. If someone intends to cut something that's already detached, but ends up v'chotach as a mechuber, he actually ends up disconnecting something that's attached. So av bishin is gam lachaticha, although he was intending to cut and he did a cutting, but hoybul asmach shafte, since he didn't do what his intent was, which he thought it was detached, so potter min lachatis gam exempt from lachatis shezek kimis asik. This is like the case of when he's distracted and absorbed in something where he didn't even think to do this action that he did, which that's not like shaygig, which you intended to do this, you just thought you're allowed to do it. Here it's totally mindless. But also, Torah only made it forbidden Shabbos that which was a calculated act. Like we explained many times in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Perek Alef Melachos Shabbos, Halachas Chas and Tes, and therefore that would not be included for the Chiyuv of a Chatas. Halacha Yud Beis, Hachesed Gecholim B'Shabbos. If someone shovels coals on Shabbos, which he's clearing out the coals, Shumechabes Al Yen, is where inevitably what he's doing is that he's extinguishing the upper coals. Umadikets are trends. Actually, and igniting the lower coals. In other words, the coals that were flaming on the top, now once you shovel it into the vessel, they're on the bottom now being extinguished by the weight of the coals that were on the bottom that now are on the top. So the ones that were formerly on the bottom, which were not on fire, now they're on the top. Now they're getting smoldering. So he's igniting and extinguishing, which are two av-malachas. So in the skav malachabas lahava, if that was his intention, was to extinguish and to ignite, sechaim shtam, then he's liable for both these malachas. Now let's say chaser gecholim leschamim hen. Let's say he was shoveling the coals because he wanted to heat himself up from them. But v'huvudu me'alein. So he just wanted to use them, but they were getting fired up by themselves. So chaim shtam, he will be liable for two. Why? Because when he's doing a forbidden act where he doesn't need it for that, what it's doing, still Chayiv Aleh is going to be liable for it. Like I explained, the laws of Shabbos in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin. And Ukashem Shchayyab Nazdan Karas, just like when you do it deliberately, Malacha Shein Tzich Leguf, one would be Chayiv Karas, Kachayiv Ashagas Akarmachatas, so too he'd be Chayiv for when he does it by mistake, Akarmachatas. And therefore over here, well, although that's not what he wants, but it's even though it's Shein Tzich Leguf, he does not need that actual result, but ultimately he is creating that, and therefore he's mechayev not only for the extinguishing, but also mechayev for the havar, although it's happening by itself, but that will also be a liability that he has in this shoveling of the coals.